Welcome to Technology Rocks. Hey, this is Justin with Technology Rocks.
And this is Tony.
And that's Tony. We are recording remotely because we have actually been had a mandatory vacation for the past 2 days because of whatever torrential downpour ensued. I know you were affected more than I was, for sure.
Yeah, like I was literally flooded in. I couldn't even get out of my neighborhood. There was literally every street to get out of my neighborhood was flooded completely.
Yeah, no, I know you sent me a few screenshots of your driveway, and it was...
Yeah, just my driveway alone was not worth trying to take my car out through.
Yeah, no, and so it was... we lost power here at the store probably... we didn't get it back till yesterday, and then Wi-Fi has been kind of going up and down. So I had to get out and about to regain a little sanity. So
right.
Spending 2 days with Tilly and the puppies are a little bit crazy, but even though I love them all dearly, just from afar, you know.
Right. Your ears are welcoming the break right now.
Actually wasn't bad. So Tilly has PTSD from storms, and so it wasn't too terribly bad. So because she was freaked out, but now that it's sunshiny and like the event has never happened, then now we're back to barking at air. So that's just kind of where we're at. So movie news. I did finish Velma season one. Not impressed even in the slightest enough to watch season two, and I can see where the big hullabaloo and where I just didn't catch traction there. So yeah, it's just not something that I enjoyed immensely enough to watch another 12 episodes or 12 hours of my life pass before my eyes. So with that being, skipped into movie news. Local news, are you working on any fun new art projects for the Comic Palooza thing?
Right now I'm working on a Harley Quinn piece, and then I'm getting the buttons together that I was going to make for it. I have gotten all of my stuff together for my airbrushes. So the temporary airbrush tattoos will definitely be occurring at the event.
Okay.
So that's about it right now. You know, depending upon how long this Harley Quinn piece takes, depends on if I'll have any other new pieces besides that one.
Are you doing that on the big canvas that you were working on?
No, that's not going to be on the 32x32 canvas. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to save that canvas for actually live painting at the event.
Oh, okay. Still nothing. I haven't heard anything from Shelly. Clearly whatever was going to happen on the first Thursday got rained out. So, I've been checking in with her, a couple times on that. I know she's excited to get Wine and Vinyl back and going. I know you're working on some things
she is trying to nail down a date for, Paint and Sip, so I gotta.
I've good gotta old Sip and Paint. Yeah, no, I got you.
she is really excited for us, for me to do that. So I've gotta come up with a date for her in the near future.
Yeah, I know you're working on some new concepts for Wine and Vinyl, which you haven't shared yet, which is rude. I look like
Well, that's because
a
I was going to talk to you about it, and then we got flooded out, so I didn't get to come to work that day and actually explain it all to you.
I'm just enjoying my limestone cave wall here. And yeah.
It's a limestone. No, that was a limestone.
Limestone
Anyway.
cowboy. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, you and I, you had talked about some cool concepts. I'm excited about that because I have no freaking clue what you're talking about.
I'll give a little bit of a hint is what I do is I want to do one where we actually focus in like the John Hughes films. I think that would be a really cool thing, basically just featuring the music from all of his films, from all the great movies that me and you remember watching growing up, like The Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink and
16.
just all of those movies and all. There's a lot of great songs in those, and over the years I've listened to more and more music and discovered more and more songs that I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that that song was in that movie.
Well,
So yeah, actually like play those movies and explain like what part of the movie they were in and all of that, given the Wine and Vinyl a little bit more not just
meaning, not just
playing songs,
meaning.
replaying songs, but actually
I think
devoted
that's
around stuff like.
originally what I wanted to turn the event into, was more of an educational thing, and why it just became this brainchild and concept of what it was, but it didn't seem like it was I think I wanted the event to hold a little bit more weight, than it did. And
Yeah, so I think if we do more of like what I was just talking about, that'll help, kind of make the event a little bit more fun and educational for the people, and it's not just like us just, throwing out tracks, just to play whatever vinyl we can find next.
yeah, so it's interesting that you mentioned that. Ian says he needs another 5 minutes. He said that like 20 minutes ago, which is fine. What's funny about that is, so I actually over the during my mandatory vacation or whatever you want to call it, hallucination vacation or whatever, I went down the rabbit hole on DJ controllers, and I was going to get you to fill me in on a little bit of that, even though it doesn't really tie into local events. But I started looking at Traktor and Pioneer, and which I didn't know, we're a dealer for Pioneer DJ equipment. I had no clue, but we actually are. As I
Yeah,
started,
actually, I think
Hal Leonard.
that
It's Hal Leonard.
Hal Leonard is who that went
Yeah.
through.
So
Yeah,
what's
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you didn't know we were a dealer of that stuff. We've been a dealer
interesting
of that
about
stuff
it
for quite a while.
is I went down the rabbit hole of like top 20 DJ boards or controller boards, and it seems like Traktor is kind of fallen off the planet. Are they in trouble or is something going on with Traktor? Because they haven't really, because so if memory serves, from what I read, they haven't released anything new in like 7 years, or six, 7 years. And I think the newest board that they have that does what you do would be the MK or the M4 version 3. Is that what it is? I think is because you have a, what do you have? You have an M1 or
Well,
M2?
yeah, I had the original one, but they've come out with one with motorized faders and all.
So I was looking on their website a couple nights ago, and the biggest board they sell, I think, is called the M4 version 3, And that's the only one that accepts phono input still. And it's only $1,000. It's not super pricey on the MSRP side. So of course, you know me, I went down the rabbit hole and checked out, you know, what's going on eBay. And you can find those boards for like a quarter of the cost now. Like you can find an M4 version 3 for, you know, $500-$600. So I thought that was pretty,
yeah, let me,
apparently he needs to use the restroom now. So, but that is the only software that uses the software that you use. Everything else looks like it's either Serato, pardon me if I'm screwing that up, Serato compatible, or
no, that's the correct way.
There's another
no,
one
doing,
called
I'm looking up something real quick on Traktor just to.
Is it Speaker Box? Is that what it is? That's the Pioneer stuff.
Record right? Box is okay. What they use.
Okay.
And that's basically like their version of file organization, as far as like doing all the tagging and all, like Traktor does.
Right.
So
it doesn't matter. I was just curious. I just kind of went down the board to find a new panner. We had to give context for the audience. Tony and I had a situation where a church was actually using what we call a DJ mixer, which is a mixer where you can mix the channel one to channel two, meaning panning from one channel to the other channel, which is used in DJ application everywhere. And they use it for their recording system and their house audio system and how they're doing all that stuff. So, Tony and so I went down the rabbit hole on that subject. And of course, then I jumped into the other thing. And then I jumped from one thing to the other. But Alan and Heath, I stumbled on them. They actually make a really good DJ mixer. They do not make a
The Zone Mixer. Those Zone mixers are amazing.
They make a controller, but it's way different. Like it doesn't have the spinning. It doesn't have the wicka spin wheels or jog wheels.
No, basically what it has and is similar to the D2 controllers by Native Instruments. And originally, Richie Houghton, aka the Plastic Man, a techno artist from Ontario, Canada, came up with Traktor and worked with Alan and Heath and Native Instruments together. So Native Instruments and Alan and Heath have had a big relationship with each other from the very beginning. And they actually started the whole digital DJing long before Serato even existed. Richie Houghton,
like Serato,
the guy that I was talking about.
It may be, yeah. It looks like, it's kind of a David and Goliath thing. It looks like Traktor versus Pioneer versus there's another one that I admit it'll come to me in a second. There's like two different types of brands there in that skate in the Pioneer territory. But
there's also Virtual DJ, which is also another powerhouse. But
it was made by Behringer. There was a Behringer product that's out there. That one's a little bit on the cheaper end of it. But so Pioneer looks like they branched off and kind of did the all-in-one player thing more than where you're not using your laptop. You're using their service where you're bringing in tracks from that service. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and Denon also does that also
with their
Prime products.
Yeah, their Denon's super expensive is what I was looking at
But their stuff kicks the crap out of either one of the other two.
Yeah, no, but it looks like from what people were saying is that Traktor has been kind of dormant for the past 5 to 6 years, and they haven't.
Well, because Serato hasn't even caught up with what Traktor does yet.
I was going to say, is that because they don't need? Is it like Sony when they came out with their AVRs and they didn't release one for 8 years? It's like because they don't need to. Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's basically it. The only thing that Serato does the tractor has no plans to ever do is video mixing, because tractor was always designed to take a DJ and make them a producer, and take the producer and make it to where they could DJ their stuff live.
Yeah. No,
they brought in like production tools into DJing.
Gotcha. Well, I didn't mean to branch off, and I was just curious because I had, you know me, my ADHD brain kicked in. So, but I just kind of went down the rabbit hole on DJ controllers in the spirit of wine and vinyl and trying to repair all the things. Because I was looking at Tractor, and then I was like, oh, we're a dealer for Pioneer DJ. Why are we not using Pioneer DJ? Well, they're freaking expensive.
Yeah, their controllers are way more expensive, and to be honest, when it comes to actual controllers, their build is actually a cheaper build than the Native Instruments ones.
So Tractor's newest thing that's come out is they have a built-in beat matching. They have that, which they used to do through the software, and now they have that built onto the controller part. They have what's called hyperdrive extracting, which means it's reading the file coming off of your hard drive and then reading and trying to beat match off of that file instead of letting your computer beat match and then go. So it sounds like it's taking less resources off your, it's taking the load off the computer and it's putting it more on the controller. It does have the hot buttons on each side, so it has the six hot keys on each side for sounds and whatever you want to map those to. So it's actually pretty cool. I've learned more about it than I probably, oh dear Lord, Ian, good grief. Hang on one second. Let's see here. Then I'll ever want to know, but it's just one of those things where it's been quite interesting learning a little bit more about it. But anyway, it looks like in the spirit of that, I'm just trying to figure out what the disconnect is with our equipment. My theory is that it's just old. Computers are new, firmware updates happen, and the old board's kind of lost in translation. I mean, well, you've had that in service for 20 years or so.
I've had that particular controller. I got it a little bit before my son was born, so I've had it for coming up on 12 years.
Yeah, so it's up there. It's up there.
But, you know, the new controller is, just like you said, it's only $1,000, which I'm working out right now on if that's something that I can afford adding another monthly payment onto my already large stack of bills. And
so I would explore other controllers before you jump into that, because you may find that Serato, when you looked at Serato 12 years ago, may be different than what's out now or what it's doing now. So it could
I looked at the software. The software still, even recently, hasn't caught up to Tractor yet.
Oh, I got you. So, in the spirit of audio, oh, it's Mr. Grain. I can see you. I can't hear you yet.
Well, I haven't said anything yet. I didn't want to disturb him.
Hey, what's this you got going on? I see Santa Claus action going on. What is this?
Yeah.
Hang on. Where are you? Let me see.
In the kitchen.
Well, no, I know you're in the kitchen. I mean, where are you? Like, where's your video? I see it now.
Okay. Well, I see me and I see you.
You see Tony?
No, I did when he was talking.
Oh.
Yeah, it flips back and forth between whoever's talking.
There he is.
So you mean both of you are going to see a lot of me on the video. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. You're just another brick in the wall, by the way.
I was going to say, Tony was admiring my limestone cave that I'm sitting in front of. It was pretty earlier. So We were just talking about DJ stuff and current events. I don't have anything new other than to add what we've already talked about. Movie-wise, I have something movie-wise. Jeff Bridges is going to reprise his role in the new Tron movie.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be interesting to know. So that'll be a lot of fun, and we'll figure that out as it comes out. That movie won't be released until I think 2025. I think is when it's going to do its bidding or do whatever it's going to do. So, but
got to validate the roller coaster at Disney World a little more.
Yeah, which was always an interesting roller coaster. Going in with that. Sorry, Zoom just kind of did a weird thing. So, what are you working on lately, Ian? What's up in your world?
Well, I told you I got a surgery. It's been moved up, so next Wednesday.
Well, that's.
I got a shed load of stuff going on to get sorted for that.
Yeah, because that's a major deal, right?
Well, it's a routine surgery, apparently. But you'll have to bear with me. I'm just preparing a beverage.
Cheers. I gotcha.
British English breakfast tea or whatever it's called.
Oh, well, see, that's not a fun beverage. It's just a beverage. No, I got it.
So you're gonna have to deal with Tucker.
Oh, the cat. are we getting cat attacks? I see what we're doing there.
Yeah, but he wants to know where all the voices are coming from.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a cat thing for sure.
There you go, Tucker. Can you see? Can you see Uncle Justin?
We have a cat, but we are not catatonic.
We are not catatonic. We just have a cat, and we started with a fart gun, and now we have a cat. Right. So, yeah. So for movie news, we've got a couple things. Tron got Jeff Bridges on board for Tron. Velma, that's a hard pass for me. I can't do it. I'm not going to dedicate any more.
No, you've done that one to death. So,
well, it's just I feel like the second I started it, I did it to death. I mean, it was just that awful. But since Tony won't watch anything, he just talks about everything. He leaves me to do all the work. So,
well, if I get round to watching it, I've still got Dial of Destiny queued up.
Oh, you got to watch that one. That one's good.
Yep.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm propping you up on the Mustang because I'm in the garage. Sorry, I'm in the garage.
The garage, the garage, the garage.
Garage.
You probably still say aluminium as well, so.
Oh, absolutely. You only have to say things like that the proper way. So, you can say oregano, or I can say oregano. So anyway, you're in the high-tech redneck garage cave.
The garage cave. Yes. Yeah, so Velma movie news, that it just sucked. Don't watch it. it's just bad. And the lead character dies at season two. You're welcome. I just saved you from...
Yeah, done. Finished. All over.
Yeah, it's done. Jeff Bridges joining. Tony, you got any fun movie news?
Back to the Future 4.
Jeez.
That will never happen.
No, it won't happen, unfortunately.
But speaking of that, those of you that will be in Houston for Comic Palooza in the 24th, 25th, and 26th, we will have Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, and I can never remember that dude's name that played Strand, but he will be. Tolkien.
I'm sure he has a first name, but I just remember the last name. Sorry.
Right.
Well, I made a few notes of things I wanted to mention, but nothing to do
Please
with
Please do. No, go for it. What do you got?
Well, on the hacked front, I did send you a text the other day.
Okay, so hang on. Before we get to hacked, hang on 1 second. So, movie news, that clears that up. Hold that thought. On new technology coming, actually, hacked goes first. So, no, you're first, Ian. Go for it. What do you got?
It was the... I just got a notice from, I think it was Norton. 1/3 of Americans may be affected by a past Change Healthcare cyber attack.
You had mentioned that. Yeah. No, so, in fact, JS and LS, I will say, but no, I'm just going to say them. Jeannie and Lyle. Jeannie was actually, love you, Lyle, but love Jeannie more. Jeannie was actually talking about that in her health. And actually, I have something to mention about her Comcast experience. But go ahead. No, you jump into that because I'm actually...
Well, I haven't researched it, but it says that Change Healthcare, which is a health tech subsidiary of health insurance company United Health Group. Now, I don't know if that includes United Healthcare, but that's what I'm on, so I don't know. But anyway, they had a ransomware attack, and the people demanding a ransom were already publishing some of the data to prove they got it, and if they didn't pay the ransom, they were going to start putting more and more out there. 1/3 of Americans, data, health data, most important stuff. So it's like, what can you do? It's not to do with you and your passwords. It's the people that you've entrusted your stuff with are basically letting it leak out like a sieve.
Right.
So at the end of the day, all you can do is mitigate everything you can mitigate. And that means change your passwords on things, and
which is what we've been saying all along.
Yeah,
you know, the Roku thing is now up into the 800,000s. We've got AT&T that happened. There's actually a class action lawsuit that's going on about the AT&T hack.
Probably.
And what's going on? Yeah, no. In fact, yeah, I'm getting, because we've talked, Tony and I've talked about it so much on air, and you, we all have talked about it so much on air, that I'm getting lots and lots of different emails about that. And even on Facebook, you see it pop up on Facebook a lot with all that. So yeah, no. So that's coming on board. A lot of that stuff is coming online. So the healthcare thing doesn't surprise me at all. I think, but Jeannie was talking about that to me just the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, because I've been bored to tears for the past 2 days, literally carving ruts in my floor because there's no power at the office. Now there is, clearly, but no internet at the office. And it's just been absolutely stupid for the you know, past several days. So, but and all the things, anyway, so yeah, no, a lot of that's come about. So what else you got for hacks?
Okay, so, well, to try and avoid anything, you need to take steps. Obviously, we've talked about the password stuff, we talked about not using the same login details on different websites, because that's one way they get you. But the other thing that I wanted to touch on was you've heard of RFID and NFC.
So RFID is the chip on your card, correct?
Yep.
And NFC is this that's the little, no, that's
key fobs. Like key fobs.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Right. Okay. So NFC stands for near field communication, and it's just a little thing that's built into whatever the key fob or card is that when it gets near to a reader, it kind of gets an activation and outputs a signal. RFID is a similar thing where you have something embedded in cards or things like passports are RFID now. And you'll see, if you look online, you can find wallets, passport holders, which are, they protect your RFID chips and passports and things. And I recommend those for anybody who's traveling around. And the reason I brought all that up is because I saw something the other day that popped up on a Facebook reel or something like that. But there's a device out there called a flipper. Forget what the full name of it is, but it's it looks like a Tamagotchi. You know, remember that old thing that you feed?
Oh, yeah, the little digital animal that you had to feed.
Is that the thing you clip? Are you talking about the thing you clip on your shirt?
No, it's a little device. It's Arduino-based. It was a Kickstarter thing. It kind of got banned somewhere along the line, but you can still download and get it and build it. And it looks like a little Tamagotchi thing. But the way... it's called Flipper after the dolphin. So the little thing that's on the screen is a dolphin. But the way you feed it and keep it alive and all that is by hacking. And it reads NFC, RFID, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi. It's like the ultimate hacking tool. And you can people who've got one can just scroll through and look and then steal RFID information, NFC stuff, and feed their dolphins. Which is kind of stupid, but that means your data is getting stolen from you as you walk through an airport, basically.
Well, it gets even worse than that. I mean, there are cars out there. I know when I had my BMW, they give you an RFID card that will start the car. Like, if you have that in your wallet, you can unlock the door and start the car.
Yep.
And so people can even get in that direction as well. So there's a lot of interesting things on that. Yeah, no, thank you for that. So here's an interesting thing I was talking to T-Dog about this morning is Nokia is actually making a comeback with what they're calling the dumb phone. They're bringing you remember the Nokia brick phones?
Look like I've got a drawer full of them.
Right. So that's coming back. So it's coming back for the people that don't want a smartphone. What I've been asking, I don't want a smart TV for a long time because smart TVs are just, they're mind-numbingly stupid.
Yep.
But it's for people that are sensitive to such things that they have now decided to, Nokia is actually making a comeback. I don't know if they're going to have a little antenna that comes up or not, but they're actually making a comeback to get rid of smart features and internet from the cell phone so you can talk on the cell
phone. So I could sell my
perfect for drug cartel, but me, yeah. I'm just boring. And if somebody wants to listen to my conversations, they're just going to learn about technology. So that's I mean, that's just what it's going to do. Ian, I've got to say this. You are totally rocking the British Santa Claus look. I mean, you are totally pulling that beard off. I love it. I'm jealous. I can't grow one. In fact, I shaved my chin whiskers this morning, and that is just – it looks good on you. Yeah, it looks really good.
Well, it hasn't had much trimming yet. I'm waiting to see how bad it gets before I trim it.
You've seen if it gets unruly or not. All right. So, okay. So what else you got on for hacked news?
Well, I'm just trying to look this up while I'm talking, but I think it's called Flipper Zero. If I find it, I'll send you a link.
Okay. So another thing that I've got for not really hacked news, but it kind of surfs in that wave is several users want to stop storing their data in the cloud because of this new memories thing that iPhone has started. Meaning you'll get woken up, well, you'll wake up one day and you'll see a picture of an old girlfriend that dumped you 5 years ago or 8 years ago, and you're just like, well, that sucks. And it's your
You hope.
phone. So your phone via AI technology, remember you signed up for that because you agreed to terms and agreement. It's now surfing through your pictures and finding things on that date, either 5 years, 10 years, or however many years ago. And it's now referencing those pictures to people. So you now wake up to those particular pictures and it's like, well, that sucked. Thanks for that. My dog died 5 years ago. Thank you for that. So a lot of people are moving away from that type of stuff. Because of that intuitive, I would say,
Not in Texas, it won't.
what do you mean?
Well, Texas has laws that you can't use facial recognition software in the
Oh no,
cloud.
it's not facial recognition. No. This is just going through your personal pictures and then your iPhone. And as Tony laughs, because he smirks, he was like, I don't have an iPhone. So I see what it
He
is.
has a superior Android
I get that.
smartphone.
Yeah, we'll get there. We won't go there. So he laughed. I got a
Is it?
smirk. See, this is why video is fun, because you can see all of this. So yeah, no. So
Well, I
going
can't.
through.
I
Go
just see you all the
Mike
time.
Smart.
Oh, you just see me because I'm talking. It's because Tony's sitting there silently. Say something,
No,
Tony.
I'm just looking up how, the UK has arrested a trio for hijacking over 100 million emails and Instagram accounts.
Ukraine?
Yes.
The people that we're paying tax dollars to protect.
Well,
Well,
they're
no,
just.
they, no. It said the Ukraine arrested a trio for hijacking over 100 million emails and Instagram accounts.
Jeez.
So what that tells me is that if you have an Instagram account, just to be on the safe side, you should probably change your password on that, just to be on the safe side.
So on the iPhone side of things, yes. Well, that's always a good thing to do, change your freaking password. So on the iPhone side of things, there are a lot of people that are trying to turn that feature off to where it's reminding you of things that happened 8 years in the past or 5 years in the past on the day of that same date. Some people have found it quite sad. People that have lost loved ones, pets, broken up with girlfriends, or married to people that don't like them anymore, or whatever. It all comes down to it's evasive. They feel like their privacy has now been violated by it surfing to their pictures to say, hey, it's your anniversary of when you got hit with a lawnmower, or whatever it's going to do. So there are a lot of people that are backing off of that. So I don't think Android does anything like that, does it, Tony?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, so one less thing that Android does that iPhone does do that's annoying. Ting! There's Tony's score. We need a little ting, like a little score thing in the very
Just need those bells to ring. Ring it every time there's a one up or
That's
Android
going to be
user.
on season two. Yeah, that'll be on season two.
It's like that sports show, I can't remember what they call it now, but I'm seen it
Although I
for
was happy, JS said I did not have a face for radio and that I needed to be on that. And then I was reminded by LS that he was a good shot. He may not be able to outrun me, but he was a very good shot. So, which I did agree with him that I cannot outrun a bullet, and I would just stand still because it just there's no point. All right, what else you got, Ian, for how?
Okay. Well, again, I mentioned it the other day. We were talking about gas stations and credit card skimmers, and I
That's what
said,
happened to Tony, right? I mean that.
yeah. And I found a gas station when I was down in Angleton and wherever, that actually uses the touch to pay thing. So you can use your Apple Watch or your Apple phone or your Google Pay or whatever you've got on your phone, which doesn't transmit numbers or PIN numbers or anything else, and it was instant. It's like ba-ding, it's like authorized, and it didn't authorize for $200. It was just a credit card, gas station thing. But in the meantime, Tony, you mentioned you were on Chase.
Yes.
Did you get an email from Chase about a new service that they're activating called Paze, P-A-Z-E?
Yes, I did.
And I thought that might be of interest to you. It's kind of like another digital wallet type thing that you can use.
Yeah, that's what it seemed to be when I was checking it out. It seems just like another e-wallet type kind of thing.
Anyway, I sent you the link to this thing. It's called the Flipper Zero. That's the thing that people are using to duplicate, hack in, copy Bluetooth, RFID,
NFC. The fact that somebody can buy something Wi-Fi that duplicates and hacks is like, where's the market for that? Do you get it on like piratebay.com or where do you get something?
I don't know. Well, they've got their own website and you can still buy it. But it's been banned in airports because it's, I mean, this video I saw was somebody holding one, and as people were walking past, it was popping up with all their Bluetooth stuff and all their Wi-Fi stuff, and I don't know. It's just, we're fighting a losing fight because the stuff's getting so much smaller.
Well, there's actually something that actually went to the Supreme Court where they're trying to ban all airlines from using facial recognition at the airline terminals.
poop in line.
Excuse me, sir. Did you have a Snickers bar? No. It was So they're the U.S. Senate, and it's actually all going up to the Supreme Court that they're trying to outlaw facial recognition in airline terminals, meaning you can't use facial ID to get on a plane anymore, nor should you, because you can hold up a picture of a phone and it will get past facial.
Well, yeah, all you have to do is have a picture of that person on your phone, and then according to them, you know, that person got on the plane when that person may never have been anywhere near that plane.
But there could be a market for facial recognition. So, yeah, no. Excuse me, sir. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's already how they can tell me if I've got some types of cancer. So,
well, we call fecal recognition United Airlines. That's what we all call. Yes.
I thought that would be Spirit Airwaves. No, Airlines.
All right. What else you got, Ian, for our hacked section?
Nothing much, but it's not really hacked. I've got a tech thing to add to your technology. Slight rebuttal to one of your technology things. So when you get to technology,
we'll jump into the last stupid note for hacked is parents are having issues because teens are now making friends with chat AI robots.
Well, yeah, because now they don't even have to have a real friend. They can have fake friends.
So isn't that the same thing as a yes man? Somebody that just tells you yes to what you want to hear? I mean, do teens really need that?
Well, I tried messing around with it, just throwing questions at it and all of that, and it was kind of entertaining for a few minutes, and then it was like, wait, this isn't a real person. I need to get off of this.
I do that every day when I answer the phone. Yeah.
And after about 15 minutes of like talking to this thing, I was like, nope. And I haven't revisited it because, you know, it's the fact that it acts so much like a real person and its responses are so quick too. They're quick, just like a real person would respond, almost quicker.
So what's interesting is that you and I played with that the other day. You were like, hey, check out this AI thing. I was shocked because it was an art thing, and I know how anti AI art you are.
Yes, I'm actually all for like banning the crap out of that.
But then I come in with my, what I call my Jason shotgun and shoot holes in it in the theory. And I'm like, so you were like, hey, check this out. And I was like, cool. Hey, can I drive? And so I sat down and drove it. And I was like, draw me this figure with a scar on the face, or draw me this figure with a scar on the face and this. And then to my point, every time I've ever tried that out, it's always bottomed it out and derailed it, you know, throwing it off the rail. So
So what happens if you say to it, like, draw me a picture of Justin and Tony in a hot tub?
it's not gonna who it's not gonna know Tony and Justin. It's not gonna know to do that
Well,
because you would have to specifically
you would have to feed it
describe
already.
what we look like.
Okay, so it doesn't dive into your contacts list and pull up your avatar or photo
Well,
ID.
it
Not
didn't
yet.
until you said that, but now that you said that, you just fed the machine and it will do that soon.
Well, that'll be fun. That'll be my next trip.
And for our next trick, yeah, so now there apparently parents have discovered a teen problem with teens talking to AI robots and adding them as friends. So basically a virtual imaginary friend is what you're looking at. So
That virtual imaginary friend is probably a Russian hacker who's trying to get information about something.
their parents' passwords about
Yeah.
whatever.
What's your Wi-Fi password? I need to get on your Wi-Fi. Yeah, I mean, even adults fall for some of that stuff. So kids are just going to be hopefully more savvy, but it's unlikely.
Okay, so moving on from hacked, we're going to jump right into new technology. We'll let everybody weigh in. So, new technology, JVC has now released two new laser projectors in the affordable $30,000 price category. I know Ian will absolutely laugh at
Oh, I'm
that.
going to jump at that. Yeah, I want one of those. Like, I want.
Can I get four? You know, one
Well,
for, you
I just need
I like how you use the affordable word when talking about
that.
$30,000 projectors.
So here's the thing that
Yeah.
they're doing that's awesome. They're still sticking with the same lens. They're doing a little bit of hokey pokey with their what they call their not pixel shift, but it'll call tone mapping engine, where they're making things look bright and crisp and all the things.
So if they're
But we
using the
love
same
JV.
lens, what's making it $30,000 then?
Faster processing, faster, because right now the older projectors have a little bit of a hiccup while trying to do the tone mapping. These have a faster processor when doing the tone mapping, and so that's why they're
Well,
kind of.
I'd probably pay 30 grand for one if it was installed in a decent car,
Why would you
and it
want
included the
a car?
cost of the
Question.
car.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. No, I have no questions. I see where you're going there. I was just a little slow to that one. All right, got it. So, Hisense is
Sarcasm,
doing,
sarcasm.
well, yeah, sarcasm table of three. Yeah, no, got it. So, Hisense is actually releasing a new short throw projector, bigger, better, brighter, faster. And then there was something else.
So coming to Walmart soon.
Coming to Walmart soon. No, Walmart actually moved off Hisense. They own Vizio now, so that's where they're gone with all that crazy.
Have they rebranded the ONN brand to Vizio or vice versa?
Well, they're probably just going to start throwing the on name on the Vizio products.
Yeah. Are you using some kind of funny zoom filter? Because something keeps appearing on your hat, like a.
Who, me?
No, Tony. Like he's got some kind of.
Oh, he's blurring the background.
Oh, well, sometimes it doesn't work, and I see things like cuddly toys appearing on his hat.
Hey, well, you know.
Well, you gotta be calling out his cuddly toys.
Yeah.
What cuddly
I
toys do
am
you
a
have on
child,
your
so you know.
Are you wearing an Astros hat? Am I the only one not wearing an Astros hat?
You are the only one not wearing an Astros hat.
Oh,
Oh.
you got a throwback.
I got the old school.
OG.
Yes.
I'm working on my Santa Claus beard, though. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
All right, so that's all I got for new tech. World's most boring unprepared thing because we've been had a mandatory vacation for 2 days for whatever reason because the sun is shining. But what do you got for our tech topic?
Okay,
what do you got?
You were talking about the patent infringement between Apple and Massimo.
Yes. What do you got?
Okay. And it was concerning the Apple Watch Series 9 and the Ultra Watch 2. And it was to do with the blood oxygen sensor. That was the specific.
The heart monitoring. Yeah.
Right. So Apple Watch Series 9 and Ultra 2 were banned, an ITC ban back in December, but that came and went. But the new watches are still banned in the US if they have the disputed blood oxygen technology. So they're Apple, this is going back a month or so, but Apple were bringing out new versions of those two watches without that technology, which in other words means that the sensors are probably still in there because it's cheaper to leave them in there, but actually have
Yeah, they're
the
not
software.
Gonna pull them out. Yeah.
No. So what it's saying is, like, I bought one before December. Yep. And it does blood oxygen, and it will continue to do so even if I do software upgrades.
Right. So that was the part of the thing is if you have it, they're not going to remove it. But if they're selling it and it's not on there, then it wasn't going to, they're not allowed to sell it, the new ones with that feature.
Right.
Well, yeah.
So if you've got one and it's under warranty and it breaks and you take it and they give you a replacement, you're going to lose that because the new one won't have it. Like mine's got it. It works. I can measure it. Not that I need to, because I've got a thing that I can stick on my finger in somewhere in the house that tell me the same thing. But it's like, it's one of those things that
is this one, strictly an iWatch thing? Because
yeah.
Yes.
And it's not cool.
My Samsung watches have all that stuff, and I haven't heard anything about them losing that capability.
Specifically just blood oxygen level.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying is, like, yeah, on my watch right here that I just got a couple of weeks ago has all of that stuff on it. You know, blood
oxygen.
Do
you have blood oxygen, or do you just have heart rate?
No, blood oxygen is on there also.
Yeah, well, they've obviously had come to some arrangement with Massimo if they're using the same technology, unless they've come up with their own way of measuring it through their own sensors. But Apple has been deemed to be using infringing patents on that Massimo hold for that particular functionality. And as it stands, I believe you can still go out and buy an Apple Watch 9, but at the moment, if you buy one right now, that will be missing. But yours obviously includes it because Samsung or whoever made your watch have some kind of agreement with a patent holder, or they've invented their own.
Possibly. I'll have to look further into that now.
But, you know, it's just one of those silly little measurements that it's useful to think about now and again, but is it really that desperately important that you need to have it on your watch with all the other stuff constantly being measured and fed into some app? Well, maybe, depending on your state of health. But
well, I don't know. I mean, I have a dear friend, which we mentioned on the last podcast, that would not be alive had he not had it. You know, and that's a true statement. You know, if that little watch, because it kept doing the tap, 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 tap. And if that watch had not kept tapping him on the wrist to the point where he was pissed off, he was like, this thing's broken. And then to stop his wife that is a retired nurse to say, you know what, maybe it's not broken, let's check you out. And then they rushed him to the hospital and he was having a heart attack. So yeah, he would have died if he had not been reminded to
But blood oxygen level is not a huge component of that thing, and the other functions of the watch still.
I think I was referring to heart monitoring, not necessarily blood.
Yeah, oxygen. And you know, my monitor's mine constantly, and it's always telling me that my heart rate is high, but it's usually because I'm stressed out about something.
Or you're around me, one or the other.
Well, mine keeps telling me something that I know is wrong, and it's because the technology isn't perfect.
No,
you know, I can do an EKG, which my cardiologist said is actually fairly good and admissible to him in evidence as a 3-lead EKG. But if you need a proper 11 or 12 lead, you need to go to the hospital and get a proper one, because they won't, you know, they won't accept what's on the watch. They'll look at it and say, yeah, that's a good representation. That's telling me a lot. But and this guy's pretty high up in the Methodist Heart Center place up here at the Woodlands. And he said, yes, the Apple Watch heart monitor and probably the Samsung ones are pretty good indicators. But because of the technology, they can't read the graph like a human can, like a doctor can, and take, you know, diagnose things from it that a human can. You know, the AI, you can't replace a doctor with AI, because you need their experience. I mean, it's just going to be, get to the point, mine keeps telling me something. If I sit down and relax, watch TV, it will suddenly make this an almighty alarm noise and tell me that my heartbeat was below 40 for 10 minutes, which is bullshit. I know it isn't. Otherwise, I wouldn't even be looking at my watch anymore. You know, I'd be probably comatose or fainted or something, but it can't measure my heartbeat properly, put it like that.
The last time I paid attention to my watch is when I decided I was going to be a runner. Woke up one day and said, you know what? I'm going to be a runner. And bought the shoes, bought the shorts, bought the t-shirt, bought everything above. And I feel like my watch was tapping me on the wrist and saying, what the heck are you doing? You can't just run 4 miles in a day just because you want to run 4 miles in a day. And I was like, well, Ironman, you know, Ironman people do it. You know, why can't I do it? Well, because you're not a runner, you know. And then, yeah. So I listened to my watch and it said I wasn't a runner, and I stopped running. There you go. Now, to that point, I think all AI, all of that type of technology needs to be heavily scrutinized. However, again, in the case of our dear friend that's a listener of this show, if it hadn't been for that, he wouldn't be alive. You know, and it was just a constant tap. But it had nothing to do with blood oxygen, though. It was more of heartbeat. Heart, you know. I've never paid attention to the blood oxygen part of that, nor do I know how to get into it on my Apple Watch. Heartbeat, I get reminded all the time, you're at 181 or what?
Well, you've only got the blood oxygen if you got a Series 9, which was the new one that came out.
Oh, okay. Well, I am at Papa's Point. Yeah, no, I do not have a Series 9. Mine was, when did it come out?
What, the original watch?
No, Series 9.
September it was announced, wasn't it, at the WW, whatever they call it.
Of last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, mine's probably 1 year prior to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually stopped wearing my watch, you can ask Tony, because of anxiety. Because it was tap, 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 tap. And I think he actually witnessed it once. No, go ahead.
It was like trying to record every word you were saying.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It had to do with, it was literally like a toddler tapping me on the wrist. And in fact, I think you witnessed it. where I took the darn watch and I flung it across the room. Because, well, it makes my ADHD go into overdrive. It literally, because I'm like, okay, I got to do this. I got to do this. But if I'm here, you know, and then you add Dory brain from the brain tumor that I had, it's like, I got to pay attention to this, but now I forgot what I was doing. And if there's nobody around me to remind me what I was doing, then it just doesn't get done, you know? And if I'm behind an equipment rack, that's a really bad thing. So
yeah. Plus there was that thing. It's not so much these days, but they used to call it phantom taps, where you think your watch was tapping you. And so you'd look at it and then see that you hadn't even got your watch on. Because
so I didn't get that with the watch. I have that with my phone. Like, if I don't have my phone in my pocket, I immediately start grabbing for my pocket. And that's I still do that till this day. Tell me you're Blair Witching me. What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of benefit from having the watch and the phone and the CarPlay and everything else, especially for GPS stuff, because you can either have it on the screen or your watch makes little ticky noises to let you know whether to turn left or right.
Yeah.
Ticky tacky. Goes tick, 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 or it goes tock, tock, tock. But it's kind of useful when you're driving and you don't know the roads that you're on. Like, I've just last couple of days been down to the medical center, and if it wasn't for the watch, I'd be probably still driving around there. Because, you know, you miss a turn, it's like, oh, well, then it will reroute you and take you like 16 miles out your way just to get back to where you were and then try and put you back on the right track. So it can
You're talking about downtown or downtown medical center?
Medical center.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a
which is confusing for anybody.
Yeah.
Downtown, I got you covered. I've got a total app for downtown, driving downtown. But medical center, no, you're screwed.
Sorry, I just got a text message. I hope it didn't interrupt you too much.
No, it didn't. No, you're fine. There's no rhyme or reason to what is the medical center. Yeah, no, it's all stupid.
Well, yeah, Holcomb, Fanning, Burtner, all those around there. It's like, which parking garage do you need to go in to get to whichever hospital? And I'm kind of used to them from going down there all those years, but this was a new one, St. Luke's or Baylor St. Luke's or whatever it's called. So, you know, just trying to find my way around and
My navigating. Middle school was off of OST and Holcomb.
Yeah.
In the middle of the heart.
So I wasn't totally unaware of where I was, but, you know, it's like I find it a very useful tool when I'm navigating.
Because here's a good thing to remember when you're down there. You're either going to, if you get lost, you're going to either hit the zoo or the museum. One of two things. Or Luby's. I think there's a Luby's right in the middle of the medical center.
Yeah. Or you're going to end up stuck in a school traffic line like I did on Greenbrier.
Greenbrier's a thing. Yes. No, 100%.
So I had to, like, kind of manually calculate my own little route out of that so that I got across to Kirby and then I was okay. But
so going into that, so technology rules, change your password, mind your Apple Watch,
mind your P's and Q's,
mind your P's and Q's, and pee before you have to open your automated door, according to Ian. So
I don't know. I think all these brownouts over the last few days, brownouts and power cuts, I mean, I haven't had an opportunity to go around and manually reboot everything. So for some reason, the door lock that works from Apple HomeKit would not unlock. Siri just kept telling me that it wasn't responding. So I probably need to reboot the Apple TV that controls all that. But, you know, I have to resort to actually getting out my phone and using the Bluetooth when I'm stood right next to the door. So I'm not totally without. And if worse comes to the worst, I've got a key somewhere in the car which will actually unlock it manually.
Well, I guess that's where I earned my name, Mr. Analog, because I still manually unlocked my doors with a key.
Yeah. But, you know, I've got things. I need to let people in over the next 6 to 8 weeks following my procedure to come and do stuff. And it's like,
right.
I don't want to be getting up out of my chair to come and unlock the door. It's like I could just get my phone out and unlock the door and let them in. So after verifying their identity on my video doorbell.
So your procedure is Wednesday of next week?
Yeah, the 8th. It was going to be the 15th, so I've had to bring everything forward by a week, which has kind of put me in a rush mode. But I kind of managed a lot of that this morning, and I thought, well, I'm just going to come and sit down and talk to you guys, for want of a better word.
Well, Tony doesn't say much. He just, you know, looks, he peeks like an ostrich on the camera. So that's why.
Silent, what's his name? Bob?
Silent Bob. Yeah. No, Silent.
And who was Silent Bob's cohort?
Jay
and Silent Bob.
There we go. You got the loudmouth idiot that likes to make rhymes or songs. Yeah, that's it. We're the real life
guy, and the guy that designs the album cover.
Yeah, no, Tony's the guy that designs the album cover. Yeah, no, that's right.
Yep.
So, I think going into our technology series, Ian provided a massive amount of input on several different things. This week, we have broken over, hang on, let me double check just to make sure. Want to be accurate. We are definitely over 1,000 now, listeners. Let's see.
So is this going out on a podcast or is this going out on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, no. So we can extract audio on Zoom and make it into a
podcast. So it'll actually probably be going out as all of the above this time.
Okay.
All the above. So subscriber numbers are trending up in the upward direction, not a downward direction. That's good. I have been thoroughly yelled at by our RSS team because we didn't do Wednesday's episode or Friday's episode. So this is going to be Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday's episode because it is Saturday. But we are over 1,000 now. We're at, as of today, we broke 1,000 yesterday. We're at 1,030 today. So all those are good things. And meaning that for whatever reason, the general public is bored enough to listen to this show. So for whatever reason, don't know what we're doing right, but apparently we're doing something right. You can mark it on your calendar because that's the first time it's happened. With that being said, I'll let Ian say it officially because, you know, he says it more officially than I do. Because Ian,
yeah, but I'm only quoting somebody else. It's like,
well, the thing about it is that Ian and I, so here it is. So Tony and I launched the show, right? And we thought we had a name twice, and then after launching the show illegally, we did not have a name. We had copied somebody else's name, and then somebody else's name that has a energy drink company in Australia somewhere. And so we're like, holy crap, we have got to come up with a name. And so Technology ROCKS is an energy drink company for whatever reason. And we said, what about ROX? ROX was fine. It worked. We had 5 minutes to come up with a graphic and launch it, and then that's where we are. Now, it took at least 4 shows for Ian to come up with the why don't you just name the show with that being said? And I was like, well, why weren't you here 2 days ago? Was my answer. So with that being said, this is an impromptu podcast because, or whatever. To me, if it's a video cast, it should not be called podcast, but
podcast is a broad term at this point.
So Tony and I actually had a game where we had to put a dollar in a jar. We took the dollar jar thing away with every time we said, with that being said, after Ian made that statement, and we went broke in about, what was it, 10 minutes, I think.
Probably. Did you put a dollar in for every time you mentioned the D word as well?
Oh, well, we would have enough for a vacation to
the D word. D world.
Nice. Yeah. No. So that's how Technology Rocks came about, because the word was safe. It wasn't licensed. So Tony and I licensed it. And then Ian came out with the most brilliant name after the fact, because he was like, well, why don't you just do it this way? And I was just like, well, because we didn't ask, you know, so.
Yeah. But that name's already been used in various combinations.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm sure. So, officially the weirdest Technology Rocks cast ever, because we've been down for 2-3 days now. So it's just, Ian, how is the flooding in your area? Is it non-existent, or?
I haven't experienced anything personally, but several neighborhoods around me have been hit harder. There was, trying to think, there was report of actually a small tornado touching down a couple of neighborhoods over from me.
So JS and LS actually experienced that. They were.
I did ask her if she was okay, because I saw it. So they said it had touched down in their neighborhood, and there was a photo of a house with all the siding ripped off the side, and another yard where the garden shed had been flipped over and everything in
the
shed.
And the trampoline, I think there was a trampoline that
on the roof.
Yeah. They were right across the street from that.
And she said they were okay, but it was pretty close to them. So,
well, it's because she had Lyle. That's why. That's, you know, Lyle scared it away is what it is.
Yeah, I did check on her, so.
Lyle scares me away. It's fine.
But there's been, I think the further north you go from where I am, the worse it gets, because you get closer and closer to Conroe, and you've got
River Plantation got hit really hard. Kingwood, where Tony's at, has been catastrophic in that area. There's supposed to be more floods coming. As the levees have been released, the water's supposed to go up, and there's supposed to be more rainwater coming tomorrow, allegedly. And there's supposed to be a cell that's going to sit right on top of us tomorrow morning and through the afternoon.
Well, it's almost Harvey-ish.
Ish. The difference with Harvey is we had 3 days straight of nothing but rain sitting on top of us. This, we have a day, kind of a lull, where things have gone down a little bit, and then it's going to sit on top of us again. I think the rest of the week we're clear, but it doesn't mean the damage hasn't been done. And
Well, I'm pretty clear. I'm fairly near to Spring Creek, which kind of meanders around down the back of the neighborhood somewhere. But the sensor for it that's on the weather.gov thing shows it's still at minor flood stage at 91.2 feet, and it went up to 91.2, then it dipped, and then it's gone back up again. And when I came over it today on the way home, I could see it's like, it's almost in danger of flooding some of the lower lying parts of this neighborhood, which have suffered quite badly in the past. And getting over the road. But I was talking to a guy last night that he was actually he wasn't at home. He actually went to work, but then they decided they ought to go home, and he got onto the I-45 feeder road back from the Woodlands, and they were at a standstill, and his car's now totaled because the water just rose above a point that made it impossible for anybody to go anywhere and filled their cars up. And they all had to kind of get out.
That's kind of the thing that happened with Tony. That's why I kind of told Tony just to stay home. He was flooded in for the past 2.5 days. I know there's people, the warehouses have been closed, the store's been, power's been up and down. We're on the same grid that a lot of the people in Bender's Landing are, so the power's been up and down. We just got internet back today, so internet's been down in this area, so it's been a little weird. So,
well, we've had some power outages, nothing extensive, but it does really, really mess with your electronics.
Not enough not enough to get the high tech redneck generator thing out, huh?
Not yet. I'm still waiting on my electrician to come and hook it up, so it wouldn't be much point anyway. I could do is run a cable into the house and run the refrigerator at the moment.
Yeah, no, we got power back tomorrow. Late evening is when we got power back here. You know, it's been off and on, off and on, off and on, which is why T-Bone and I haven't been in. So, but anyway, I think that is a weekend recap, I should say. whether you want to call this your Wednesday cast or your Friday cast, the world kind of
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. This is your Wednesday cast. Congratulations. Yeah, because we lost 2.5 days, or now 3 days now. Are you guys on board to do a do you guys want to do another cast? Are you on board for that, T-Bone? You on board?
What, right now?
Yeah. Well, in the magic of Hollywood, you can't say right now. It's actually going to be on Monday. But
oh,
yeah.
We're going to do Mondays now. Okay. Sure, because I won't be able to do anything past Monday anyway.
Sure.
You'll have to edit that out.
Oh, no, it's not. It's the Conan. It's the Jimmy Fallon. No. We'll edit that out, but we're not for comedic relief. Yeah, it's good. All right, so that's a cast. Wait. This is your Trio Technology Rocks cast. I am Justin.
And I'm Tony.
And I'm Ian.
And Harry Potter was not here today.
But Mr. Houston Astros was here.
Apparently two Houston Astros players, but not me. I don't play for the Astros. It's fine. It's all good. All right.
Nobody plays for the Astros at the moment with their record.
Hey, you still got like, what, 148 games to go or 140 games to go? It's all good.
Well, it's currently the Battle with Seattle series.
The Battle with Seattle. All right, we're going to leave you at that. So we'll see you on Monday or in about 5 minutes. And see you in a bit.